likes to touch himself. Dracula hates the Welsh. They're the two weirdest guys near ya. So come and bask in their power for about an hour. It's Atomic Disaster Theater.
You have got to stay humble in this world, guys. If it's one thing I tell you, day in, day out, keep it classy and stay humble. Isn't that a great trait of our species? The ability to be modest, right? To not claim credit, even when it's vastly, richly earned. To be the bigger man, to be heroic, to say, you know what? I know I'm the man, but today this isn't about me, and my accomplishments aren't the focus of why we have gathered here today. That's a particularly human thing now, isn't it? I mean, I don't see goats being very modest or humble. Like, what would be a humble animal, judging by, like, their personality? I would think a beaver, right? A beaver would kind of just be like, oh, gosh, no. Did you build this dam all by yourself? Oh, me? No, this whole thing? No, it's not a big deal. I was just messing around. I don't know. They seem, or is that a gopher? It's a beaver, right? Beaver? What's the difference between a beaver and a gopher? No discernible difference. I'm just going to say one is the aquatic version of the other and press on with my day. Beavers aside, the animal kingdom doesn't give a shit about being humble. Not in the least bit. This is something that everyone should attain to, especially in these trying times where everybody gets a stirring round of applause for waking up in the morning and not falling down. This is going to kill us in a spiritual sense. You see, there's a human need to strive, and there's a human need to go for something. It might be something bad. It might be something terrible. You might have awful, hideous goals. I know I do. But the fact that you've got something driving you forth, you've got some kind of bliss on the horizon, some kind of machination running in your head, something you got to get to that you don't have yet. And once you get there, it will improve you. It will make you better. That is a great feeling. That is where we're special. That I think is where people, for the most part, thrive. So how does this society, screw that up? I'll tell you. By saying, you're perfect the way you are. Dave, when you wake up and your back hurts, you know, and you're exhausted and you feel like you got hit by a car, and you stagger you roll out of bed and limp your way into life, that's perfect. Well, actually, nobody says that because I'm a man, so nobody says that. But this absolute denial of reality, this attitude of, you're perfect the way you are. You can't get any better because you're perfect. How could you be any more perfect? That's not helping. You're not helping people when you say that. You're really not. There has to be some kind of honest appraisal, because I don't care how good you are, you can always get a little better, right? And It's up to us. It's up to you to be modest, to be humble, even if you fucking rule. You might, I don't know what that's like, but you may. And that only makes you look better if you're a humble, modest little beaver out there, right? That's a nice trait. That's a sign of confidence, right? No big deal. Not a big deal. See, you gotta stay humble. But every now and again, when you're so incredibly correct, when everybody doubts you, when the world points at you and laughs and says, "What did you just say? Did you just say, Dave, let me take a good long look at you." Like it when you're driving and when you get cut off by somebody and you like speed because you just want to fucking look at this person so you can do some kind of like astral voodoo curse. Like your hatred inside you can some, once you link eyes with the target of your hate, like that aura venom will just impregnate them, like that kind of, or is that just me? Anyway, when everybody on earth looks at Dave and says, "My God, man, how dumb are you? Did you just sit there in front of a hot mic and record for posterity's sake that the Indianapolis Colts were going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Dave, did you really just say that? Did you really just talk that mess, Dave? Is that what you just said?" And oh, the difference a week makes, my friends. Look, I'm a humble guy. So that's why I'm only going to keep this to a one episode long boast. But you keep doubting me, right? You keep doubting me. Last year, Dave doesn't know anything about football. The Rams are going to go to the Super Bowl, predicts Dave, young, handsome, lovely, precious Dave, before the goddamn playoffs. And look what happens. But I guess that's just luck. Anybody can guess, right? Anybody could be a lucky guesser. Dave can't be that. No one can be that in tune with the gridiron that they would predict that the lowly, busted, cold-busted Indianapolis Colts would beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I almost said the Royals, Kansas City Royals. I used to pick the Kansas City Royals and Tommy Lasorda's baseball for Sega Genesis because what's his name? There was a guy on the Royals. I liked the color of their uniform. I don't know why. I just liked it. It relaxed me as a child. And I remember there was somebody on the Kansas City Royals. Was it George Brett? No, he kind of stood up straight and doofy. There was a guy in the Royals who had like a really funky batting stance, and I thought it was really cool, so I used the Royals. I don't know anything about baseball. I just know there are too many games. See, I don't like sports. I'm very lazy. I don't watch football games. As we speak, the Colts are probably getting shut out by, who are they playing? The Texans or something like that? I don't know. Titans? Texans? Houston? Cowboy Texans? Whatever. Whatever, man. A bunch of Southerners, I guess. But that's not why we're here today. We're here to celebrate my victory. We're here to celebrate my foresight, my empathic bond to the boys of summer who took to the field and slam dunked it all the way home to pull off a ninth winning upset victory over the Kansas City Chiefs and adorable Patrick Mahomes, who looks like Olivia from The Cosby Show. And he looks like a troll doll, like an adorable little troll doll. He's so cute. Anyway, and boy, don't think that we didn't try to give them that game. We were like, "You sure you don't want to win? We're going to make a lot of mistakes. You really sure you don't want this? And then the Chiefs were like, no. Get this W away from us. And that's what happened. And look, I shouldn't be telling you guys this, because this is kind of against NFL policy, you know, since I'm not technically on the payroll or anything, you know, I do a lot of charity work for the NFL, but I, after the hideous performance against the Jaguars, where the Colts were mercilessly shut out, cruelly, some would say, unfairly. Okay, you know, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to. But whatever. I was so outraged that I pulled up my belt, split my pants, and marched on down to Lucas Oil Stadium right after the game. They weren't even off the field yet. You could see me in the background if you look real close. And I march out there, and I'm like, you guys make me sick. Well, actually, no, wait, they were playing in Florida, right? Well, I called an emergency meeting once they got back. So I flew to Florida very quickly, and I ran to the Colts, and I told them, when you get back home, we're going to have a chat. And then I flew back very quickly, and then we all met up. We had some hot pockets at Lucas Oil Stadium. And the teams, you know, the teams standing there, what, they're trembling. They're fearful because they know they're going to hear it from me. All right. And nobody wants to get dressed down by this big hunk of man right here. Let me tell you that. So I'm pacing back and forth like a caged lion, like Darth Maul, you know, when those laser doors were shut and he couldn't kill for a little while. So he's just kind of pacing back and forth. That was me. I was very upset. And I said, guys, do I have to sit here? Do I have to take time out of my precious day? Do you know I got to go to work in a couple of hours to topless hula dance in the back of a Walmart parking lot? And I'm here telling you how to do your job? Does Frank Reich come to Walmart and tell me how to do mine? Does he say, Dave, a little bit more, you know, nicks on the Nelly without losing naivete? No, he doesn't. He doesn't do that. But here I am telling you fuckers how to play the sport of kings. All right? And I'm not too happy about it. So I said, remember in Lean on Me, where Joe Clark had all the teachers in the gym and he was like yelling at them and cursing. He's like, he's calling everybody names. I did that. And I said, where's the offensive line? Offensive line, take one step forward. And then every single member of the offensive line stepped forward. And I walked from team member to team member and I slapped them in the face as hard as I possibly, well, not as hard as I could. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I didn't want to knock anybody out. I didn't want to start dealing concussions, right? Just a little wake up, you know, just a little zinger, a little fresh one to keep people up and at them, to keep their minds right, really. Knock a few screws loose. And then I said, where's the quarterback? Matt Ryan, come here. I grabbed Matt Ryan like a cat, like a little kitten. And I picked him up and I carried him in front of the offensive line. And I plopped him down and I pointed at him and I turned to the offensive line and I said, since you guys obviously don't know how to play football, I'm going to teach you the way I learned just about every single life lesson I've ever learned in the 42 years I've been on this godforsaken planet. I'm going to tell you through movie analogies. All right? Because obviously this X's and O's thing just isn't working for you because you're not doing your job. So I pointed to Matt Ryan and I said, this man right here, is not Matt Ryan. This man right here is John Connor. And you are all good Terminators. Right? Now, the other team is full of bad Terminators. And the bad Terminators are trying to kill John Connor. But you guys are the good Terminator. See, John Connor can't kill a bad Terminator. He's just the boy, after all. But you're good Terminators. And Terminator on Terminator crime is a problem in this society. I'll admit that freely. But in this particular instance, I'm willing to overlook it. And there was this, like, I could tell, I know this look because I get it all the time. When something hits you like a bolt of retarded lightning, and the offensive line in unison, they all like slap their foreheads. I'm like, oh, I get it. I thought when I got hired for this job that we won when the quarterback died. And I said, no, that's not the case. This is John Connor. You are the, if you can hear this, you are the resistance. Now get the fuck out there and beat those Chiefs. And look what happened. So I just had to prove a point real quick again, you know, to the doubters out there, to all the people who said this little plucky team of T-800s from Indianapolis could never beat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not going to happen. The hurt. Well, who's laughing now? Probably the Houston Texans, because they're probably up by 30 at present. I don't know. I'm not going to check until the game's over. See, I don't watch sports. I don't care about games. I don't watch sports games. I just like stories. So just like tell me what happened at the end. Just like give me the score. Tell me what happened. Like I know that this is what drives me nuts, because I remember, don't people just whack off about the Colts offensive line, you know, our good Terminators, the people who get paid a tremendous wage to keep Matt Ryan alive? Like this man has a family he'd like to go home to. On both feet, would preferably, you know. So I thought that was like not an issue. I thought our offensive line was the best part of our team. That's what I keep hearing people say. But Matt Ryan's been sacked more times than a fucking potato, man. And he's fumbled the ball like 7 times in 3 games or some shit like that. What? So hopefully now, through the power of analogy, see, because I'm very Christ-like. I could sit there with the fucking Madden instruction manual. Well, video games don't have instruction manuals anymore. But you know, sitting there writing out plays, blah, blah, blah. No. That's not how I teach. That's not how I get my message across. Like Jesus, I speak in parables. The burning bush. The good Terminator. Amen. Atomic Disaster Theater, episode 152. How are you? Well, that's pretty cool. We're here. Another thrilling installment. Another complete and utter failure of a Sunday show. Last minute, once again, here we are. No remorse, no rules. No quarter. No nickels, even. But I'm not just sitting here making change all by my lonesome. Heavens to Betsy Nosey's, sitting directly to my left. Looking trigonomically terminatrixlessness. Looking John Connor content. He is the man of the hour, the tower of power. He'll devour toddlers. He is the one, the only, the immortal. Count Dracula, what it is, Count. What it is and what it will be. The floor is yours. Sweep it. Good evening. It's very nice to be here today, Dave. You know, I normally like to start off the show by completely disagreeing with you and ranking out everything that you said in your monologue, but I got to tell you, buddy, not too bad. Picking that football game, do you think that the Colts are going to win today?
No. No, I don't. I don't. Well, I'm not going to make any official picks. Because, what is it? I think it's the Texans. I think? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Are the Orioles still around? Who can say? Who would dare say?
But, see, but football is a real stupid game in that, like, well, I don't know, maybe it's just this team in particular, but I just find that the Colts, they win games they have no right winning, and then they lose to just shitty teams. And I don't think this trend is going to stop, nor do I think the trend of quarterback death is going to stop either. It just doesn't make sense to me, you know? I thought we were behind this. I thought after Andrew Luck got knocked retarded and had to retire because he was tired of stitching himself up at halftime, like in Predator, when the Predator was in the tree, I think it was the second one. No, it was the first one, right? Where he took out like his little first aid kit and sealed his gruesome wounds closed and screamed. That was Andrew Luck every halftime. Putting his rib cage back in place. So we lost him. He was really good. And then it was just new quarterback every year for the past, I don't know, 9, 10 years, whatever. Who knows? Since I was a small girl. And then Philip Rivers. We got old man Rivers. We did very good with him. Good enough. But then he's like, oh, hey, guys, remember, I'm 60. Then he retires. And then we got Carson Wentz, who, look, say what you want, at least he wasn't old. And then they fired him, and now we're back to let me tell you about the Indianapolis Colts, guys. We love MILFs. We love them. Bring them on. I don't get it. I don't understand. To me, it's pretty obvious what you do, right? You get a young quarterback with potential. He doesn't have to be the best. Sure, there's going to be seasons where you suck a lot. But you get a young guy. You make that like your figurehead. You get somebody used to the program. Not, you can't do nothing in one season, for fuck's sake. It takes a very, very special kind of player to completely transform a team's fortunes in one season. And that's a high benchmark to set. And I think, frankly, it's the wrong way to go. So even if the Colts somehow have a good season this year and turn it around and start actually, like, I mean, after my Terminator analogy, I'm sure that bumped up their win percentage by about 37%, if my math is correct.
But I don't see this season being much different or better than last season. Or no, not last season. The Philip Rivers season, right? It just seems like the same shit. I don't even think we'll do as good as that. So I don't know, man. And even if we do, guess what? How many years does Matt Ryan have left? Honestly. It's just goofy. It's just good. Look, I might have to come out of retirement and lead this team to glory once again. Me, the ultimate MILF on that field. I'll need them. I could easily go pro, but they won't. The NFL won't let me on the field because obviously the games are televised. It's big money. And if I split my pants in the middle of a game, that, you know, they can't show shit like that on TV. That's way too sexual. So the ban continues, I guess. I'm sorry. I'm sick of sports. Ask me something. Ask me a question. Count, please. I beg of you. It's time for Ask Dave. Then I, Count Dracula, get to ask you, Dave, any one question that you must answer completely and totally honestly. I'm ready. Dave! It's already October, my all-time favorite month. Won't you tell me, Dave, who your favorite bogeyman of the silver screen, besides me, of course, wink, wink, is? You know, Count, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. You, my friend, have been radiant lately. Like, you guys got to see him. He has this glow, like the blue of his cheeks. It's just, you know, he's got this impish little smile all the time. His big crooked brown teeth and fangs jutting out of the corners of his crunkled up mouth. It's so adorable. Like, he's like a little kid. He's like a little kid on Christmas. Bloody, gruesome Christmas. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of horror movies, but I do like monsters, you see. But like the whole, like, I don't know, slasher movie thing. I've always liked Freddy Krueger a lot. I remember the Freddy Krueger hotline where you would call 1-800 Hot Fred, I guess. And he would, tell you scary stories. I don't quite remember, because if I ever called a number that was like 99 cents per minute, my parents would immediately beat me. So, they didn't like when I talked anyway, let alone was paying to talk on the phone. So that was a no-go. That was a no-go for me. And, yeah, I like Freddy. I like Freddy Krueger a lot. You know, Jason's all right too. He's cool. A strong, silent type. You know, Freddy's gregarious and fun and creative, and Jason is more your straight shooter, I guess. You know, Michael Myers never cared for. Just boring. Well, he's just a guy. He's just a psychopath. We'll fucking shoot him. Blow his head off. I don't, whatever. All right. Ooh, weird mask. Bang. And that's the end of that. Got him. So I never really got the appeal, I guess. But yeah, I mean, he was the first one, right? Halloween, that was like the first in this genre, I guess. So you got to give him points for originality. But you know, Count, it ain't who did it first. It's who did it best. So, as my drag mother would say. So, yeah, I mean, I, 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 I'm gonna go. Yeah, Freddy. Freddy's my favorite. He's good. He's a good man. He's a good man. He knows what he wants. Good family man. Family oriented man. I like. It's good.
What is your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street movie?
Probably. I know. Look, normally you only get one question, but you're so like jovial today. I can't resist. You're irresistible today, Count. It's like all October. You're just, ugh. You're in rare form, my friend. So I'll give it to you. It's your day. It's your month. I'll give it to you. Okay. I spoil you. Letting you ask me all these questions, giving you so much insight, you know, mystery is a big part of my appeal. We'll peel the curtain back a little bit on this October show. My favorite Friday the 13th movie, you know which one I hated? I don't know why this movie is so highly regarded. I thought it was so dumb. The one where it's like, what is it called? Like Wes Craven's New Nightmare or something like that. It's the one where they're going to try to make me believe that Freddy's real, like for real reals. So the people in the movie are playing themselves and they're trying to make it like Freddy Krueger is this real, like that's so fucking dumb. And everybody's like, oh God, this was such a good, like what? It was the corniest bullshit. I thought it was awful, but, I don't know. I mean, I hate to be a basic bitch and all that, but I think the first one was good. Freddy was finding himself. He wasn't all together. Ha ha. He, there was more, it was more malevolent, you know, malevolent / perverted, as opposed to just kind of like a goofball with guts everywhere, you know? So I'm a fan of the first one. I thought the first one was always awesome and fucking freaky as the part. And really like nothing with, not so much Freddy is the scary part. Like I, in the dream where like the girls in school, and she sees like her dead classmate in the bag and stuff. And oh, ooh, 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 Count, I just got chills or an erection. So I like the first one. You know, they got silly, of course, but I'm a fan. I loved Freddy vs. Jason. Absolutely loved it. Saw it multiple times in the theater. It's not, the acting is horrible and yeah, it's not going to blow your mind or anything, but I don't know. I felt so satisfied. Like I got exactly what I wanted there. Was it a piece of high art? No, you know, could it have been better? I'm sure. But you know, it was just, I was just happy it happened. So I liked that one a lot. I thought it was, I liked it. I enjoyed it very, very much. So there. Take that.
What about Friday the 13th? Do you have a favorite one of those?
Yeah. I think it was 7. Was it 7? Probably. The one where he fought that crazy girl with mental powers. That was cool. I like that. I like that a lot. That's a nice little, you know, little bit of sauce in there, a little bit of spice. You know, like he's fighting some girl and he's like flipping cars and she's like, she threw a house at him or something. I don't know, with her mind. Yeah, it was cool, man. It was neat. It's pretty good shit. I liked 7 because it had kind of like a theme. 7 was like Rocky in reverse. But like if Rocky hung Clubber Lang with a lamp cord or something. In a way, in a manner of speaking, you know. Yes. I cleaned my ceiling fan really good today, Count.
What?
My ceiling fan? I cleaned it today. I did a pretty good job, too. If I'm being honest, I'm slightly hurt that you didn't notice how clean the ceiling fan looked when you drifted past it in the form of mist before you assumed your gruesome corporeal form so that we could record. I don't know. I just think maybe in the future, I command you to be more observant of my trials and tribulations because I work hard all day to keep this bomb shelter clean for you. And, you know, you just kind of throw your cloak around willy-nilly. And just a little bit of respect would be nice.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So there, I don't get, there's a cyberpunk cartoon for cyberpunk? Anybody find this odd? It's like a Netflix. It's called like Cyberpunk 2070, whatever. Edge Runners or something like that. It's a Netflix show. It's an anime. And it's apparently very popular. Okay. I don't know. It's just kind of, it surprises me. Because you would think if they were doing like a show like this, they would line it up with the release of the game 1,000 years ago when it came out. And, you know, kind of build anticipation, maybe release the anime or whatever a couple of months before the game comes out to get everybody all into it. I don't know, whatever. I mean, I guess it worked, them doing it this way, because like there's new interest in the game and they just had their expansion question mark. I don't know what's going on. But anime, that's kind of a weird choice for me. The whole cyberpunk genre and anime, I hate anime. I think it's plotless fucking trash garbage. But, hey, you know, whatever. Maybe there's good titties in it. It's about as good as you can hope these days. But, you know, interesting, an odd choice. I don't know. I find it odd and interesting.
Are you going to watch it, Dave? I know how much you like drawn boobies.
This is true. This is true, Count. You know me. You know me biblically, let's say. But no, I don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I think I might, you know, there's a chance I might watch or at least start it just out of curiosity. Just to kind of see what it's about. As long as apparently it's got like or it's about it's like an original story with new characters or something like that, which would be great because I swear if the anime is just look at how fucking cool Keanu Reeves is, I'm gonna fucking hurt somebody because Jesus Christ was that annoying playing Cyberpunk 2077. Otherwise known as the Keanu Reeves appreciation game, where we play a character who's just completely dick envious of how cool this other character in the game is. Like, oh man, look at how cool he is. Oh, he's so great. I wish I could be like him. I'm going to wear his clothes and use his guns and stuff. Oh God, why can't I be cool like him? Guys, just make the fucking game about him then. Why are we doing this? Why are we pretending like my character matters in this love letter to somebody else? I'm getting upset now thinking about it, reliving the anger. It's like, bitch, this game is about me and my character. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know. It's just this. It's so odd to me. Like the style, the timing to put it out now. I mean, isn't Cyberpunk a laughingstock failure? Right? No. Are they doing a No Man's Sky and are they making it cool? I mean, again, like I never thought Cyberpunk was bad. I thought it was all right. I was more than happy with it. I was like, okay, that's fine. I put a lot of time into it. I played it for a while. I had fun. That's it. Could it have been better? Sure. But see, here's the problem. The problem is all these games want to be Grand Theft Auto. You can't do that. Or if you're going to, you better do it properly and have a shitload of stuff to do, like open world type stuff, real open world type stuff, you know, that nobody can seem to get right. Not even Rockstar can do. They can't even caricature themselves properly. Like that Red Dead Redemption 2 game or whatever. Like I was like, oh, this should be so cool. You could probably like buy a saloon and upgrade your saloon and like get some whores up in here and like, you know, maybe like a horse breeding mini game, a little ranch you could buy or no, nothing, none of that. Just ride around, shoot stuff. Okay. But look at Dave, look at the mud physics. Oh my God, Dave, look at, they spent 3 years on mud physics. Fuck you and your stupid mud physics. Who cares? How about this, guys? I'll gladly sacrifice these rad cool mud and snow physics for more shit to do in game. I'm a dreamer. I know I'm crazy. But how can we try that? No? Okay, mud physics it is. Give me them sweet, sweet mud physics, guys. Awesome. Thumbs up. Oh, look, guys, my hair grows. I got a shave. Oh my God. Did that game enrage me? And the sloppy face fuck people give that goddamn game. And I'm just like, I don't get it, guys. Want to talk about clunky tank controls? And it's like, guys, again, can we dispense with the hair growth physics and maybe clean up these controls a little bit? Make it, I don't know, kind of enjoyable to play? No. You're right. I'm wrong. Mud and hair. That's all. Can I get the expansion with even more mud and even more hair physics? Maybe. Can I get a lice mod or something like that? A dandruff modification I'm going to put in the game, right? My new dandruff physics engine that I made for this game? Cool. Cool job, everybody. Great. Long story short, you know what? Now I kind of want to watch a cyberpunk thing, to be perfectly honest with you. I probably will check out. I'll watch an episode. I just want to see. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand why. But, I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. I hope it's good. I want to see good things. I don't go into things to be mad, to get upset. I'm a good man with good things in my heart. And I want to watch good entertainment. I try and I try and I try. And I fail and I fail and I fail, but I try. So maybe count, maybe you're right. Maybe, let's do that. Let's go out of my comfort zone and watch something I normally wouldn't give a fuck about. And hope there's lots of, you know, cartoon boobies in it. Let's hope it's just Cool World with phone eyes, USB port nostrils. I never actually saw Cool World. I really want to. Brad Pitt is in that, right? And he's in jail. He's like a jailhouse artist. I don't know. Or was that Monkey Bone? I'm thinking Brendan Fraser too. Did they make the same movie with different hot girls? Probably. But I never saw Cool World. I should. I feel obligated. You know what? Maybe I won't watch Cyberpunk. Maybe I'll watch Cool World. Maybe, Count, I will design the Cool World video game experience is what I'll do. With mud physics, lice physics.
All right, man. So I took a nap. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm cranky. So We took a little break. I got a couple hours of beauty sleep. Now I'm back. I'm back in the saddle. All right. I woke up. Again, first thing on my mind, sports. Like always. I wake up. Check, of course, the Colts lost to the Titans. All right, man, if you say so. And look, you know, a lot of people out there may criticize Matt Ryan because he fumbles the ball three times every play. And but look, do you know how much fun it is to just run around like an idiot after a ball you drop? I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Because, I mean, I didn't check or nothing, but he probably got sacked 18 more times. His ribs are probably punctured. Well, no, his lung? Yeah, you can't puncture a rib, I guess. I mean, unless you stab a rib with something. Anyway, formalities aside, it's just fun. Go here, take a ball. It doesn't even have to be a football. Take like a tennis ball and go outside and just drop it on the floor. And then chase after it and kick it with your foot, you know, and then like run after it like a little kid, flailing your arms all over the place, you know, and every time you go to get it, you just bat the ball further away from you. That's really fun, you know? That's why dogs love playing, you know, fetch so much. You just throw them a fucking, they're as happy as can be. That's all Matt Ryan wants to do. He doesn't want to throw the ball. He just wants to chase after it, give it to the other team so we could lose. All day, but that's all right. The man's 73 years old. All right? You're lucky he could put on his helmet the right way. And I think our running back got hurt. We had the best running back in the league or something like that. He's supposed to be really great, and he's hurt. You know, why not? Just, you know. Hey, maybe the offensive line is protecting the quarterback now, but the running back, fuck him. It's every man for himself. I might have to go down and give another little pep talk and kind of explain how this game works. You know, throw on the pads, run a couple of plays. I thought my playing days were behind me, Cal, but apparently not.
I'm sorry, Dave, that your football team stinks and is losing all the time, and that your old man quarterback keeps dropping the ball.
Well, yeah. I don't have it in me to argue with you right now, Cal. I just woke up. I'm groggy. I'm sleepy. My back hurts, you know, the huge. But, yeah, so, I'm sorry. Where were we? What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
Right. Okay.
Dave.
Yes, Count.
I have an idea. Something we could talk about.
All right. What do you got?
Well, actually, I was kind of thinking maybe that we could double back and hit upon something we had yet to really hash out earlier on in the episode.
Okay, don't use NPR talk. We've discussed this several times. But go ahead.
Well, you were talking about monster movies that you like, and you said, let me see. Okay, you talked about Jason from Friday the 13th and Michael Myers and Freddy Krueger and stuff, but you didn't mention Pinhead, which is relevant because didn't they just do another movie or something where Pinhead's a girl or whatever?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. She's probably in a wheelchair. She's a handicapped Asian woman, apparently. I don't know. With a speech impediment, you know. But I bet an Asian with a speech impediment in a wheelchair with carpal tunnel syndrome could hold on to the ball more than Matt Ryan can. I bet that. Sorry, I'm drinking coffee.
What kind of coffee do you have, Dave?
I don't fucking know, man. The brown kind, all right?
Oh.
Pinhead, I talk about this whenever Hellraiser comes up. I have two Hellraiser stories. That's all I got. But I'm very squeamish. I'm like a little girl, pretty much. I'm not like a little girl. Girls are fucking gross, and they love blood and goo and like body stuff. They all do. It's trust me on that. They're demented. But see, I can watch movies where people get their heads lopped off and chopped in half and thrown in a buzzsaw or whatever, stuff like that. I can watch with relatively little problem. What always gets me is the more realistic, I don't even want to say gore because it's really not. And I remember in the first Hellraiser movie, I'm getting chills right now just thinking about it, and an erection, of course. My erection's getting chills. There's a part in the first Hellraiser movie, I'm pretty sure it's the first Hellraiser movie anyway, where they're like moving into a devil house or something. I don't know. I forget what Hellraiser is about. There's like a bot. There's an evil Rubik's Cube involved, and then Pinhead shows up, and then everybody starts fucking or getting ripped apart or both or whatever. I don't know. So they're moving into this devil house, and there's two people, and they're carrying like a couch or something upstairs. And this guy is walking up. They're walking upstairs. They're moving a couch. I'm doing laundry right now. I'm trying everything to soothe my nerves. My jangled nerves. My Django untrained. Untrained? Django unchained nerves. And Django unchained, untrained, just everything. Even Django untrained could hold on to a fucking football a little bit. Sometimes, right? Count, did you ever think that a quarterback would have the same level of rheumatism that you do that apparently Matt Ryan has? It is. Golden years, let's say. But I don't want to dwell. I don't want to dwell on that. So let's move on. So they're carrying a couch. Matt Ryan and his friend are carrying it because he needs help because he's 87 years old. So they're carrying a couch upstairs. And there's a nail sticking out of the wall. So it's like a tight kind of, I don't know, stairway or whatever. So they're pulling a couch. And one guy like scrapes his hand. It's like this dreadful... Oh, I can't. It's so, you know. Now, if he was going and he snagged his hand on the thing and his whole arm ripped off, you know, and then maggots started spewing out of his arm wound like a Mortal Kombat fatality, I'd be like, whatever. What? All right, it's Tuesday. But it's not. It's like realistic. Like that could happen. It's really, really disturbing to me. And that part just, ooh, that really freaks me out. I don't like that part. I don't know. I'm sorry. But so that's a Pinhead story. And I remember Pinhead 3? No, Hellraiser 3. Why am I saying Pinhead 3? Hellraiser 3 was called like Hell on Earth or something. And I watched it just because, I mean, back in those days, this was not uncommon. But I remember they were showing Hellraiser 3. I don't think Hellraiser 3 got released in the movies. Because 2 had that like deaf girl who's crazy, right? I like, you know, I'm into, let's just say, institutionalized women. And there was this like the girl in 2, I think she was mute and crazy and stupid. She was retarded pretty much. And I don't know. She got into like a rap battle with Pinhead. I don't remember. But... So, I think Hellraiser 3 was like a straight-to-DVD thing. I think, and I remember one of them had like CDs all over his head, one of the little demon monsters, or what, the Nine Inch Nails extras, I guess, in Hellraiser, Pinhead's band, I guess. And one of them had CDs in his head. CDs, compact discs. I mean, Jesus. Talk about dated. Right? Why don't you just have one of the demons with the fucking 8-track in its mouth? May as well, right? But anyway. So I watched all of Hellraiser 3. I think it's called Hell on Earth. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth. I watched all of it because the main character in that was Dax from Deep Space Nine. Whatever that actress's name is. Why can't I think of her name? I know her name. Terry something. Rick. Snidley. We'll say. And I'm a big Rick Snidley fan, you know. I don't know. I thought I did some math in my head. Young teenage Dave did some Hellraiser math. And I was like, all right, Hellraiser 3. There's bound to be titties in here. Bound to be. Okay. It's on HBO. So if there are titties in here, they're going to show them. Add into that mixture, that heady brew. It's Dax from Deep Space Nine. I like her. She's a nice looking lady. Okay. So I'm sitting there. I'm watching the whole movie with my little embarrassing dick in my palms. In my greasy palms. Quite literally greasy. And I'm just waiting, right? And I think, if I remember correctly, there was a sex scene in the beginning or something where they fuck the Rubik's Cube and that pinhead forms out of the jizz like a T-1000, back to Terminator again, you know? All these episodes, just it's this Ouroboros of bullshit is what it is. We begin where we end, or we end where we, whatever. We fumble when we get the ball, stuff like that. But no, the... I mean, there were boobies, so that's a win. I mean, I got what I wanted out of watching Hellraiser 3, but not the ones I came for. But I mean, that's okay. This happened all the time when I was a child, right? Because you'd watch a movie, and it would say, like, I'd watch an HBO movie. I'd be watching HBO at 2:00 in the morning, and I would see a movie, and it would be like, if it had the word heat in it, I was like, all right, I'm watching this. I'm suffering through whatever this fucking jolly horse shit is, and I'm getting the goods here. And then you'll see a little, you know, it'll be like something heat, like Fumble Heat, let's say. Fumble Heat, right? Fumble Heat, starring Matt Ryan. And it would be like rated R, and I'd be like, okay, good. So far, it's got heat in the title. It's rated R. I'm pretty much golden. And then it would have like little parentheses or whatever. And it would say like violence, nudity. And I'm like, I'm in. I'm in for the long haul. I'm sitting here. I'm watching this. I don't care. Little dick in hand. Let's go. Do you know how many movies I watched like that? That's how I'm going to watch the Cyberpunk cartoon. Just so you know. You know, a cup of coffee in one hand, dick in the other, just waiting. Just being like, all right, come on. Come on, little cartoon girls, where you at? Yeah, Uncle Dave wants to look at you for a little bit. Allegedly. Allegedly. What were we talking about, Pinhead? So there's a new Pinhead or something. Is it a girl? I thought it was a girl. Was that a joke? I thought it was a joke, but apparently not. I mean... Apparently you could switch genders or races as long as it's not to a white male. If it's anything but that, that's totally cool, awesome. But if you change somebody into a person with a penis who has pale skin, you can't do that. That's illegal. That's bad. But every single thing else is awesome if you do that. So again, Pinhead, crippled Asian with rheumatism, who can hold on to the football more than Matt Ryan, and retarded. Yes, a retarded Asian in a wheelchair, rheumatism. This idea can be greenlit, and that is why humanity needs to stop forever in death, I think. But yeah, I don't know. Pinhead's all right. It's cool, I guess. I don't know. They made a bunch of them, obviously, and there's a reboot, so who cares? So, yeah, I'm sorry, Count. I'm in a bad mood now. I'm sorry. I'm rushing on a Sunday where we normally rush, you know, because now it's like 8 p.m. now. And now I'm, you know, I feel even worse. I feel bad when I release episodes on Sunday because it's late in the week and, you know, I want to do better than this. And then when I, at least normally when I do Sunday episodes, I'll release them in like the afternoon or something, or I'll try to. And now here we are. It's 8 p.m. I'm 4 precious hours away from breaking my deadline, you know? Like, if something were to happen and I couldn't finish this episode in 4 hours, it would be midnight here, which means I would fail. My quest to bring you one episode every single... It's demoralizing. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in other old men who can't seem to do their job properly. I mean, I don't do my job properly. But there's this other old man in Indianapolis who's getting paid a little bit more than me. A little bit more to hold on to something that he just has no interest in holding on to. And I just, it makes me a little excitable sometimes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, Count.
Well, maybe, Dave, I could ask you something and it will take your mind off of all that. You could think about something else.
Another question? Jeez, Count. You are just an inquisitive little bee. You know I can't turn you down in October. It's your month, brother. All right? I can't. When you come in here with the, you know, that beaming smile, the childlike zeal you bring to my life and this show, I, you know what? Just fine. I'm not even going to give you shit. I'm too depressed and beaten and dejected to do anything. But say, you know, go ahead.
Great. So, if you had to pick, oh, I don't know, 3 of the boogeymen as your favorite, would it be safe to say that you would pick Freddy? He's your favorite. And Jason, you know, you like him, he's okay. And Pinhead, if that was like your, oh, I don't know, unholy trinity of bad dudes, would you pick them, those 3, or would you pick Jason, or Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers?
Well, I haven't seen a Halloween movie. I was going to say Hollywood. All right. Okay, fine. I haven't seen a Halloween movie in its entirety, so I don't know, maybe I'd fucking love it. Who knows? I mean, to be honest with you, it would depend on how hot teenage Jamie Lee Curtis is in those movies, but, you know, so I don't know. It's kind of an unfair comparison because I've sat through Hellraiser with my little penis in my hand, you know? So it's kind of, it's a little, come si, come sa. But all right. I mean, just going off feelings, because we're very empathetic TV show. I'm an empath. I'm a highly functioning empath. And as we all know, I feel things out with my heart, with my little black unbeating wrinkly heart. And so I'm gonna make a command decision here, and I'm gonna say that, yeah, it would be Freddy. My holy trinity, I guess, of monster people would be Freddy, Jason, and Pinhead. Yeah, Pinhead. Maybe controversial, maybe leaving out the original, the OG, but I'm gonna do it. It's just how I feel. It's just in my heart. That's in my heart right now. Oh, well, can I put Pumpkinhead in there? Pumpkinhead's pretty weird. It's just the monster with the big head. And they call him Pumpkin. It's not an actual monster with the pumpkin head, but he looks pretty zany. He actually looks more like an alien than a monster, if I'm being honest with you.
You could do that if you want. Do you mean to say that you like Pumpkinhead better than Pinhead?
No. I'm not going to say that. But Pumpkinhead exists. That's really all I'm saying. I remember
a long time ago being at a video store. I think I was there with my father and he rented Pumpkinhead and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. Pumpkinhead. I don't know why. Oh, it's like a monster movie. He's got a big head. What's not to love? You know? And I watched it and I was like, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand this movie. And I don't think there were any titties in it. So that's a double lose for Dave, for young Dave. But no, I'll stick with Freddy, Jason, and Pinhead, I guess, as my Eve unholy trinity of bad guys.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so just one last question.
All right, go ahead. I'm helpless before your charms count.
Fornicate, marry, exterminate. Oh, Jesus Christ. Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, and Pinhead.
Oh, God. I walked right into that one, didn't I? All right. Okay. Well, let's think about this. You know, I think I'm going to... My answer might shock you and arouse you, Count. But I think... Well, what are the rules? Because you can't kill any of these people because they always come back. That's what sequels mean. So if I say like, okay, well, I'm going to kill so-and-so, they've all come back from certain destruction multiple times. So in this example, if I kill somebody, do they stay dead? Or do they, because it doesn't.
No. In this example, if you kill them, you do it for real and they don't come back.
Okay. Good. All right. So, okay, you know what? Let me think. I think I'm going to kill Pinhead. Right? Jeez. Man, Count. You are coming correct this episode. I'm going to vote you the MVP of this episode. I came in dejected, confused, bewildered, and you're just taking us through the finish line here. Bravo. Bravo to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, but don't skip the question. Who are you going to fornicate with? Out of these three dudes, who are you going to marry, and who are you going to execute?
Ah, jeez, you're stern, but you're fair. I've always said that about you. All right, back to the task at hand. Back to the task in hand, I guess. I was gonna say I'll kill Pinhead and I'll fuck Freddy Krueger. Because sexually, Pinhead's probably the weirdest out of all of them. And it's a little early in the morning for me. Like, I just can't deal with that level of kink right now. You know what I mean? So I was thinking Freddy Krueger, but he's all burned up. I don't want to be superficial, but he is all burned up and everything like that. So that would be kind of bad. Plus, he's got the whole razor claw thing going. There might be unintended injury. I just don't see him very loving is what I'm trying to say here. If I can get beyond the burns, if I can stop being so shallow for 5 minutes, 5 seconds, really, if we're being honest, and I could just enjoy Freddy, because I'm sure Freddy would be fun. He'd be playful, at least. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of aftercare with any of these particular gentlemen, really. But at least Freddy will, you know, he might make me giggle or something like that. It at least won't be boring. I mean, to fuck Jason Voorhees, he'd just lay there. Like, what's he going to do? You know what I mean? There's not much fun involved in that. Pinhead's too kinky. Freddy would be fun, but, you know, impish, kind of, in an impish way. But again, he's all burned up. That sucks. Yeah, I'm gonna kill Pinhead. I'm gonna fuck Freddy Krueger, and I'm gonna marry Jason Voorhees, because Jason Voorhees is marriage material. Because he doesn't talk, he won't bother me. You know, sex drive, non-existent. So, if I gotta take one for the team, it'll be Freddy. So I fuck Freddy. And I kill Pinhead, because Pinhead can't be trusted. Like, Pinhead would be into some weird Japanese shit, you know, with a side of German, I'm guessing, just by looking at him. The whole Ramstein outfit, you know, probably. There's going to be some kind of toilet stuff involved. I'm sorry, I hate to gross everybody out, but look at the guy, right? Though I was thinking, I mean, he would be on an aesthetic level probably hotter than Freddy. Because, I mean, you know, he's hairless. He's smooth. It'll be like fucking a dolphin, pretty much, to have sex with Pinhead. But again, he'll something weird will happen, and I'm not going to like it. So I'll stick with my answer. I'm fucking Freddy Krueger. I'm killing Pinhead. And I'm marrying Jason Voorhees. And we're going to live in a nice two-bedroom, one and a half bath. I mean, I guess we could just do a one bath, because he's not going to need it for anything. Actually, that would be pretty great. Being married to... How cool would it be to be married to Jason Voorhees? I mean, besides the whole marrying a dude thing. But if you had to, you could do worse. You could do worse, you know? Like, if, I don't know, if neighbor's dogs are noisy, you just kind of look to Jason and you just kind of shrug, and then he just gets up and mindlessly, wordlessly walks off, and then the dog stops barking. The dog also stops breathing. But, you know, I could think of worse. So if you'll excuse me, Count, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. Yeah. And I'm going to pick up the phone, and I'm going to dial 1-800-HOT-FRED, and let's just see where that takes us for the day. Hmm?